We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend. Yeah.
Good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
A weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark. Get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Who's ready? Who's ready for the weekend now?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it is going to be spectacular. Are you ready for this? Sunny 66 today, sunny 66 Saturday, sunny 70 on Sunday.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, man. Open Thank up the you. Windows, take a nap.
Another one of those fantastic custom-ordered weekends that's going to bring fall on big time. Fall begins officially on Tuesday. Now, today is also National Cheeseburger Day.
Is it really?
It is. Love that.
Round of applause.
Now, is it a cheeseburger or a double cheeseburger?
Both. And a double bacon cheeseburger, too.
Oh, I've never agreed more with Annie in my entire life.
She has crystallized it, hasn't she? The double bacon cheeseburger with double bacon.
Mm. With a side of fries, homemade fries, and homemade ranch.
Yes. Yeah.
I also have to have the ketchup, too. Ice cold Heinz ketchup, please. And I also like to sprinkle the top of my ketchup with just a little bit of salt.
Wow.
What a professional.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing here.
I'll try this at home, people. Tomorrow is National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh.
All right, Captain Bly, you're up next. Give us a letter, please.
Arr.
Nope, sorry, no R. Blackbeard, you're up. Give me a letter, please.
Arr.
Nope, sorry, no R. I love that bit, man. I love that bit. The pirates on Wheel of Fortune. All right, good morning. It's time to get up. Got a beautiful day ahead. The rain has moved out of here, although it left us soggy this morning, I'll tell you that. New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, good morning to you. It's 12 past 6. Did either of you guys see Stephanie's pictures she posted of her on the red carpet at the ACMs? It must have been last year. Did you see those? Yowzer.
Was it on Instagram or Facebook?
I saw it on Instagram.
On the IG.
Yeah, that's what the kids call it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love her.
But yeah. Woo. May have been two pictures from two different years. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, okay. Yeah, the 53rd, so that was before last. And then I'm guessing the other one was a 54th.
Yeah, yow. Looking good, Steph.
Tell me how you feel, Dale.
6:13 now at the Wolf. Man, what a weekend we got coming up. It's finally Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot to do. We're going to kick that off for you today. We're also going to celebrate National Cheeseburger Day by giving you our picks for best cheeseburger. Everybody's got their favorite. Everybody's got the one they go to go. I got to get a fix. I got to do it. And then, of course, if you, I can share a couple of cheeseburger tips for making a juicy, tasty one at home, too.
Ooh, okay.
We'll do that. Of course, you got to have great fries with that, too. Who's got the best fries? We'll talk. 6:14 now.
93.1 The Wolf.
It's 2020. That means RVs are now food trucks. She sheds.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Travis Denning, and after a few, it's Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Good morning to you. It's finally Friday, 6:26. Hey, if you haven't watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix, watch it.
Okay.
Jeez. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. It talks about how basically the social media, conglomerates is what they are. Instagram, Facebook, all these people are just how much control they have over everything, particularly you as a person, and how they specifically design everything to control, to analyze your behavior and affect your behavior. So, yeah. Check it out. Maybe it's called Our Social Dilemma. I think that's actually the name of it, but check it out.
I'll have to watch that.
I'm intrigued.
I speaking of Netflix, I found a new show that you guys would be interested in, and especially Dale, because it involves, one, space, two, conspiracy theory.
Oh, those two are great together.
Okay. It's a documentary on the Challenger explosion. It was top 10 yesterday. I don't know if it is today because it always changes. But talking about how that some of the scientists knew that there was going to be an explosion on the Challenger.
Ooh.
I had heard that there were some people involved who knew that thing shouldn't go up, but they did it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I watched one episode of that, and afterwards I was like, ooh, Dale's going to love this.
I remember I was watching from a radio station the day that happened. I was watching at the radio station. I was working in Wilmington, in fact, when that happened. Let's see here. Some of the stuff I found here. The ratings on the ACM, 6.6 million people watched. That's down 33% from the year before. Surprise.
Man. Yeah, surprise.
Hurricane Sally brings man-eating 12-foot gators.
Oh, God.
All right. Who had 12-foot man-eating gators for September?
I didn't.
Here we go. Alabama residents are being warned not to leave their flooded homes because 12-foot alligators are swimming outside of their residences. Tina Bennett shot video of a massive gator swimming in front of her picture window.
Oof. Do you think if you're the alligator, you're like, oh, this is nice, a new vacation spot. I've never seen this.
That are probably like, what's happening? Why are we here?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie in the last couple of years that had something to do with that, where there's a hurricane or something that brings these gators in? I'm pretty sure there is. Check that. A guy who found an autographed Michael Jordan baseball bat in his car trunk has come forward. The Louisville Slugger had been in his trunk for 13 years. Jordan used the bat while playing for the Scottsdale Scorpions in the Arizona Fall League in 1994. Jordan gave Todd the bat after mutual friends introduced them. The bat is going to be auctioned off tomorrow.
Think of the money that's going to be made off of that.
I'll be interested to see how much it does bring.
Yeah.
I told you we had a new lottery winner. Get ready for this. Dateline Fayetteville.
Oh.
Tamara Ortiz won a $100,000 lottery jackpot while stranded with a flat tire.
Oh, wow.
She says, I was having a really, 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 really bad day. I had a friend come get me, and he had to put on his hotspot for me to use my phone. And I said, well, let me just check my emails and my other stuff real quick from work. I looked at it and I dropped my phone. I was like, I don't know if this is real. It's going to help tremendously, especially with the transportation. She found out she'd won the $100,000 prize. She's already cashed it in and has her money.
Wait,
she was on her phone and found out?
Yeah, somehow she was looking at her phone and I guess maybe she had bought the lottery ticket and a relative had scratched it off or whatever and found out they'd won the $100,000 and had let her know they were having trouble getting in touch with her. So they let her know. So, hey, they've cashed it in. They have their $100,000 now.
Woo! Oh, well, good. I love when a bad day turns to good.
Big time in Fayetteville this weekend. I'm going to tell you. Rocket, man. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:36, Friday, and National Cheeseburger Day today. It is evidently one of the favorite foods during the quarantine, which explains why everybody's gained about 40 pounds over the course of this whole thing. Favorite cheese? America says, hey, it's American. That's their favorite. Comes in over cheddar. However, it is close in a recent survey. Where does the cheese go on the burger? When you make it?
That's a good question.
Burger?
Okay, well, the vast majority of people do think that cheese slices belong on top of the burger patty. So in 2017, Google introduced a cheeseburger emoji. All right? And it featured the cheese below the patty.
Ooh, riots.
You're close. The backlash was so strong and so bad that Google changed the emoji a month later to put the cheese on top of the hamburger. People, if that's what you're wound up about, if you've got to see an emoji you don't like and contact Google to let them know that they need to change it, you've got some other issues.
I looked it up and I do see it next to the one that they fixed it, and it does look weird, but it's like that would be like the last thing I'd think about when I looked at that emoji.
How about the biggest cheeseburger ever? 1,800 pounds. It's $10,000. Really? It's made in Michigan. 2,000 pounds of raw meat, 300 pounds of cheese, tomatoes, onions, pickles, and lettuce, and a bun that weighed 250 pounds. Took 16 hours to cook this thing.
I was going to say, how could you evenly cook that without drying it out?
They did it. It was 3 feet tall and 6 feet wide.
Wow. I would have to see that in person.
Remember the song Cheeseburger in Paradise from Jimmy Buffett? Inspired by an actual cheeseburger that Jimmy Buffett ate. He had been on a boat stuck and had been eating the canned emergency food and peanut butter until he was rescued. He eventually made it to land and headed straight to a restaurant and ordered a cheeseburger. I know the feeling. I've been out backpacking for a week, eating that junk out of your backpack. You'd kill for a burger.
Eating the dried up granola bars and stuff.
Yeah. And where was the cheeseburger invented? Well, nobody really knows. It could have been invented by mistake in Pasadena in 1924. Story goes that a guy named Lionel Sternberger was working at his dad's hamburger stand outside of L.A. when he burned one side of the burger and covered it up with cheese.
Smart.
Hey, we'll put some cheese on here. Nobody will ever notice this.
Yeah, nobody will know it.
So enjoy. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. Go get your favorite and make your favorite at home and celebrate. And don't forget the fries.
That lipstick on your collar, well, it ain't.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 654. Now, time for good news. Annie, what do you got?
Well, if you may want to get in shape and then potentially one day, you know, raise some money for some good, you could take a few tips from 88-year-old Brad Hathaway. He's from Massachusetts, and he will have walked the equivalent of the circumference of the world here in just a few weeks. It started about 32 years ago when he went to the doctor. He had diabetes, heart problems, and some other health issues. And his doctor was like, look, you got to walk. You got to start walking like tomorrow, 3 miles a day. And so he did it. He started walking 3 miles every day beginning in December of 1988. Rain or shine, he was out there. He marked it on his calendar every day and how many miles he walked, because sometimes he'd even do 10. And he mapped out his whole city. He's walked hundreds of routes, and he's found so many things, which is the kind of cool part about this story. He's picked up litter along the way. He gathered all kinds of cans and bottles and made like about $7,000 off that. He's found a wheelchair. He's found lottery tickets, and 11 of them he's made $49 off of.
Nice.
The best part, though, he found a case of like Bud one time, and it was only missing one can. It was sitting like right beside a trash barrel near the beach near his house. And so he's like, of course, I wasn't going to let that get away. So he grabbed that and took it home with him, too. And, you know, he's met a lot of people, which is really cool, too. And he says a lot of people nowadays are walking out more. He's waving and saying, hey, but a lot of people are listening to music, and he's not. He's listening to the world, and he says it's beautiful. And he has a great daily routine, you know, and he's 1 mile away from 24,901 miles, and that's what's around the Earth at the equator. And he's decided to wait to complete that last mile until October 3rd, and that'll be in an effort to raise money for the land trust where he is. He was an original founder, and he hopes people will support it and donate to his GoFundMe page so he can donate the money to the organization. So he's really looking forward to that, hoping people will cheer him on that last mile on the top of his road. And even though he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, he's not letting anything stop him. He's going to keep walking, even past his mile, you know, his landmark he's got here. And he goes, I don't know how much longer I will live, but as long as I can keep walking, it's going to be good for me. He said, out here, it's like heaven on earth. And I think that's so great.
I'm just not thinking that I personally could not walk around the city multiple times because I'd be like, oh, there's a pizza place. I haven't tried that. Let me swing by.
Yeah. Yeah. 6:57 now at the Wolf.
Baby, lay on back and relax.
You Country 93.1, The Wolf. Who is ready for the weekend?
I am.
And, okay, what day is it?
It's Friday!
Here we go, we're ready, let's do it.
Listen up, give me a go-no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Telemute.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control. We are go for launch.
We are go for launch.
Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
There we go.
You and me.
You got it.
We all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Right you are.
Come Friday night. It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. Time for a good time.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Maren Morris, The Bones, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on the Wake Up with The Wolf show at 7:11. And Kane Brown going to be on one of those big screen shows. You can go. We have a way.
Yeah, super easy. Pull out your phone right now. Text Kane, K-A-N-E, to 20357 to have fun at the show and win your way in. Also, see our friends Red Dirt Revival. They're going to play before the show. It'll be a really great time. I know Jimmy Allen's also going to be there. Lauren Elena, and maybe one other. So it'll be a great time at the Kane Brown concert.
Wow, star-packed. It's a festival.
Working with a wolf from home? Cool. Make Alexa your secretary.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Finally, Friday. Welcome. The weekend is here. Boy, is it going to be great. The rain has moved out of here. Sunny 66 today. Sunny 66 tomorrow. Sunny 70 on Sunday.
And the humidity?
Out of here.
Is gone.
It's going to be so nice this weekend and really setting us up for the official beginning of fall coming Tuesday. All right, we decided to talk about this yesterday, so this will be good. A chore that your significant other simply cannot perform up to snuff.
Go ahead, ladies. I know you have an opinion.
Let's just go right to Annie, because I'm sure she has some sort of a beef.
I do. I love my husband. He's a wonderful man. I don't ask him to do many things around the house, but one of his things...
Here we go, softening up the blow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, is the trash and recycling. First of all, he gets mad because I shove it full, but I shove it full because he does not take it out when it starts to get full, so therefore, it's a never-ending cycle. Mm. When he does take trash and recycling out, he always puts the recycling bin back. But he never, ever puts a new bag in the trash can or puts the lid back on. And it drives me nuts.
I take it you've discussed this with him.
I've maybe mentioned it in passing a couple of times. But I try not to be too too much of a bee to my husband. So I just do it all the time for him. But literally, like,
well,
I'm twitching right now talking about it.
You see what's happening. You see what's happening here.
I see what's happening.
Resentment. That's what's happening. Resentment is building up because you're not really getting this out on the table. You're going to have, if it turns into a real rip snorting, you know, come to Jesus, you got to do it, because I'm telling you right now, if you don't, you're going to just keep getting angrier at him.
He looked at me the other day and goes, can you stop shoving this trash can full? Can we take this trash out? I said, yeah, can we? I do everything in this house. Take the darn trash out.
You kind of hold, it's interesting that you kind of hold back on things. My wife will immediately go, hey, let's have a PowerPoint presentation as to why this is not acceptable.
Once again, I strive to not be that woman.
All right. Thanks
to Kelsey. She's wonderful, and that's how y'all work. But for me, I'm just one of those people who I've
well, that's because we call.
I don't want to be that way.
That's because, as Dale would say, a good relationship, we call each other out on our crap.
Yeah. Come on. Y'all know me. I'm going to call that man out. But I'm just waiting for, you know, that right moment to hit him with the, you going to put a dang bag in this dang trash can.
How about you?
Happy Friday, folks. Good thing he got paid today. I get to spend his money.
680 Wolf, a story about how the significant other cannot get a specific chore done. Yes.
My ex-girlfriend, she used to have what I would call the pile system for laundry. You know, most people will either hang their clothes up or put them in a hamper.
Right.
Not her. She would just create piles of clothes all around the bedroom in different corners on different walls of the bedroom. She would tell me, well, it looks like it's time to go to the laundry room. I'm like, why? Are the piles about to collapse on you or what?
All right, so if you have something that you can add to that, a chore that your significant other simply cannot do, 680 Wolf, post it up on social media.
You hear a new song.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:30. Chore that your significant other cannot perform up to snuff. We had the same trash issue, by the way, Annie, at our house. She felt like that I didn't take the trash out often enough, but I, like you, put as much trash as possible in the bag prior to taking it out. But I'm careful not to put so much in that it bursts the bag and the bag ends up leaking.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. So, yeah, we would have that same thing. My ex-wife loved things organized, but just could not keep them organized. It's easy to get organized. It's hard to keep it organized.
It's a constant everyday struggle to maintain.
It is. I mean, the maintenance on high-level organization is crazy. You've got to stay on top of it. You can't just throw stuff down. It's like I would go get a spoon to stir a pot, and it would never be in the same drawer. Never be in the same canister. It's crazy. It would drive me up a wall.
That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, go get a knife. I had all the knives. And where are the knives? Oh, I think it's over there. Well, why is it over there? It goes over here. That was the situation there. How about you? 680 Wolf, what's your situation? Chore, something your significant other just cannot perform properly.
Anything that he tries to cook, hamburger, eggs, toast, anything, it's burnt black. He brings out burnt toast. I won't eat it. I'll throw it away and put me two pieces in. He cannot cook.
Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is never going to get any better. We'd like to hear from you. Go ahead and post it up. Call us. It's 7:31 now at the Wolf.
Just look at her sitting there. Sweet. I'm all right. You were wrong, man. Wrong, man.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. This is Darius Rucker, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Finally Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Davis, North Carolina, population 378.
Salute! 93.1 The Wolf.
It's bow time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. And since Bojangles...
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Jake Owen, 753, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for
celebrate. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregate. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today or this weekend. Nothing like a Friday, Saturday birthday. You share that birthday with Taylor Dye of Maddie and Tay. She's 25 today.
So cute.
Yeah, they're both adorable. Yeah. I love them. I mean, that's think they're great. Patrick Schwarzenegger, which I'm guessing you know who he's related to, is 27 today. Jason Sudeikis is 45. Exhibit is 46. And man, I wish they'd bring back Pimp My Ride. That was the coolest show. Jada Pinkett Smith is 49. And Lance Armstrong is also 49 today. Some local birthdays. Sean Johnson of Franklinville, Leah Moser of Winston-Salem, and one of our coworker's sons, slash I always called him my cousin growing up, even though he really isn't, Chris Pendergrass from Greensboro. Happy birthday to you. And if you want to get your birthday in so we can shout you out, go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That's Morgan Wallen, who certainly had a great year. That's Whiskey Glasses. 8:03, off to the land of law and order now. It is Nimrod News time. This is an incredible story. We've all seen it in the movies. The bridge, the drawbridge, it's starting to open. But you're running from the cops. You're running from the bad guys. And you think,
have to jump it.
I gotta jump it. I can do it. I know I can do it. Well, it always works in the movies. But let me tell you a story about a guy from Allen Park, Michigan, who tried to pull off this very stunt Wednesday night. He was driving his Dodge toward a drawbridge and saw the gates were down because the bridge was going to go up for a boat.
Of course he was in a Dodge. He was probably already tailgating somebody.
Well, he may have been, but he was also on Whippets and clearly didn't want to wait. So he busted through the security gate and tried to jump his car over the gap.
Oh, no.
Get ready. Fortunately for him, the bridge operator saw what he was doing and stopped the bridge from opening further. So this guy made it.
Wow.
What?
He made it up. He gunned it, goosed it. He jumped the gap that was already in the bridge, then over on the other side.
Halfway through, the Duke boys are at it again.
When the car came down, however, the windshield smashed out. It blew out all four tires. Cops were called. He was arrested for malicious destruction of property.
But he made it.
But he made the jump.
Wow. That must have been a really cool moment for him, flying midair or whatever.
Well, this was not a very cool moment for these guys, but evidently one of them had been having a great time. Early Monday morning, cops in Eustis, Florida, pulled over a 48-year-old guy named George Vacherlon. He's a convicted felon, and they found ammo in his car doors, so he was arrested for possession of ammunition by a convicted felon. But George was already wearing restraints before they cuffed him. Dale, that sounds odd. Please elaborate. All right, I will. You see, for some reason, he had a steel bondage collar on with a padlock on it around his neck. There was another guy in the car with George. He was arrested for having a bunch of meth on him.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
They live at the same address, are unsure about their exact relationship.
Sorry, you roll up. What is happening?
There is no word on how the bondage collar wound up on George's neck earlier that night. Now, folks, as a curious person, I would have several questions in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a feeling that those cops did ask those questions, but in order to stay within the bounds of propriety, decided to keep it to themselves.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right.
But I guarantee that night when he went home, honey, you won't believe what happened to me today.
How come all the pretty
And now it's time for
Hi, things you need to know.
The last time Oh, by the way, I should start out with this first. It's Friday. That means five fun facts for your Friday.
Yes.
Now that we got that out of the way, did you know the last time the state lines moved was in 1961 when there was a border shift between Minnesota and North Dakota? Otherwise, it stayed pretty much the same.
That's a fun fact. I didn't know that.
Of course it is. Did you know that when Queen Elizabeth II was just a princess in 1945, she joined the British military for World War II and trained to be a mechanic?
You know, I did know that. Now that you mention it, don't know. I might have even been able to get that in a trivia contest. But yes, another fun fact.
Because Dale knows everything.
I don't know about that.
He does. Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movie, but turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts. He was even offered a piece of the back end of the movies, and now would have been worth $450 million.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine him handing this thing? He's going. I'm sorry, I just don't understand this.
I don't understand this.
It's not going. It's a hard no for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard no.
Hard no. Did you know before a hurricane, there are two top selling items at Walmart, and they are Pop-Tarts and beer.
Amen. That's all you need to make it through anything.
Listen, you've got to survive. Priorities, people. And after all, September is survival. It's emergency preparedness month.
You're right. And if you get a Pop-Tart, what kind do you get?
Well, I don't know. I like the cherry and the strawberry unfrosted. I don't like the frosting.
Oh, unfrosted? Uh-huh. Who are
I agree.
You?
Yeah. I agree with Dale.
You are uncultured swine. It is cherry, strawberry, blueberry, but it's got to have the frosting and sprinkles on it, please.
I think we forgot about brown sugar cinnamon.
Oh, those are delicious, too.
Those are great.
That reminds me of bad times in my childhood. Oh,
I like those with the icing and warmed up in the microwave just a little bit. Either the toaster or the microwave, and a glass of cold milk.
Yes. Last but not least, here's your last fun fact for the day. The official national sport of Turkey is grease wrestling. Two guys cover themselves in olive oil and win the match by pinning their opponent or lifting him up and carrying him three steps.
It seems fitting for a place called Turkey.
It does, doesn't it? I think there's a place downtown that has a $10 cover to go see that thing.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase at 8:34. What you watching on Netflix? What you watching on whatever streaming service you've got? Now everybody's got like three of them. Used to be, I got Netflix. Now everybody's, I got Netflix, and I got Hulu, and I got Disney Plus because I got it for free for a year because of Verizon. You know, all these different things. So I'm one of these people with multiple streaming services.
Yes.
And I have to remind you, if you haven't watched our Social Dilemma, please watch that. It's an eye-opener.
I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah. We talked about it earlier. I think that'd be good.
It talks about how these social media platforms are designed just to find out everything about us and then manipulate our behaviors.
I can see it. I can see it.
And I think social media is a devil. Even though I use it every day, I still think it's the devil.
Yeah. I think once you watch this, I think you'll, if you haven't come to this conclusion already, you'll say to yourself, man, these things have poisoned us.
Mm-hmm.
Several interviews with people who were involved in the creation of Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. Very interesting stuff. By the way, those people no longer work for those companies. In fact, one of them started a company. It's almost a foundation about the creation of humane technology is what they call it. Anyway, watch it. It's called Our Social Dilemma. It is on Netflix right now. Speaking of Disney Plus, though, coming to Disney Plus, She-Hulk.
I'm excited.
There is a new series coming starring 5'4" Tatiana, I can't pronounce her last name, Maslany, it looks like.
The shorter the woman, the angrier they usually get.
Right. Well, there is no word on when this is going to debut, but it will air on Disney Plus. In the comics, She-Hulk is Jennifer Walters, an attorney and cousin of Bruce Banner, who is the scientist who turns into the Hulk. She gets her powers thanks to an emergency transfusion from Bruce Banner.
Oh, look at you, Dale, being all nerdy.
Yeah, I didn't expect that to come out of you. I thought it would be Chase for sure.
But the difference is that when she turns into the She-Hulk, she maintains the intelligence and personality and control and all that that the Hulk does not have.
Interesting. I did not know that.
And just so you know, if you compare the height of Tatiana, who is going to play the Hulk, and you don't recognize this or see this on the screen because they hire actors specifically as they relate to the height of the person who's in the movie. If the hero is short, you're going to hire a bunch of short actors. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson is only 5'4" tall.
Wow. I really thought she'd at least be like a 5'8", 5'9".
And Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, is like 5'6".
Wow, I'm taller than him.
He looks shrimpy.
Yeah. But people like him, though, as Spider-Man. He's been successful.
Yep.
As Spider-Man. But yeah, She-Hulk coming on Disney Plus. Watch out for it. We're going to have, I got to be honest with you. My curiosity is up, people. It really is.
I agree. I am.
And are those of you who got Disney Plus free for a year because you're on Verizon, are you going to keep Disney Plus? Ask yourself that question.
I don't care that you've done me wrong.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Cole Swindell, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Also, I've gone back and I'm watching Boston Legal, and I got to tell you, man, if you like James Spader, if you like his
love
brand,
him,
if you like his brand of humor and wit and all that, he's got that on full display. And if you missed that show when it aired earlier, I think Annie pointed out that I was really going back and getting some of those ancient shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it aired,
you're an ancient man.
Because it aired in the early 2000s. It was on for, I think it ran like 6-7 seasons, but it's really good. I would say if you like The Blacklist.
Love The Blacklist.
The Blacklist, I think, one of the better shows on television in the last few years.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I looked at the picture of the Boston Legal, and it just did not look appealing. Like all the actors and actresses that are in it, I'm like, I'm good.
Well, Annie, that's because you just don't get it. I'm telling you, if you watched it, you would like it. I'm not trying to push it away. I'm just saying, if you missed it and you like James Spader and stuff, you know, and William Shatner, who is like, he's more than Captain Kirk. He's funny, and he's funny in this show. So yeah, I'm sort of enjoying catching that. But my highest recommendation this week is for The Social Dilemma. Try to watch that over the weekend so we can discuss on Monday, because I want to know what you guys think of it and how it hits you based on how you use your devices.
Okay. How long is it?
Okay.
It's about an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll totally watch that. Yeah,
it's just a little quick documentary. 8:43.
93.1 The Wolf.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina resolves to help you stay healthy during COVID-19.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:55. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. There's a little news on this TikTok thing.
Yes. If you're younger, you probably know about TikTok. If you're older, it's basically the equivalent of what Vine used to be. And in case you don't know what Vine used to be, it's short 6-second videos or short videos in general. And it's become very popular. People do a lot of funny things on there. And the Trump administration said that if it was not bought by an American company, the majority of it was bought by an American company for the Chinese government or Chinese-owned business, that it would be banned. Well, Oracle, who is a U.S. company, has won the rights to buy it, but the administration and also the Commerce Department said, yeah, it doesn't meet as many goals as we had hoped, so we're going to ban it on Sunday.
Oh, so TikTok is going to get banned here?
Officially, yes, in the U.S. on Sunday.
Now, is there going to be a way around this? Are they going to be able to get it still somehow, some way, or is it going to be a weird...
Here's what I am thinking. I'm thinking you could probably go to your app store and change your location to like the United Kingdom. As long as the app store says that you're not in the U.S., I think, don't quote me, you could get away with it.
Unless, I mean, I don't know, can you change that like after it's already seen that you were in the
You can change it. Yeah, you can change it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like living in the gray area.
Do you do this before or after you hack the CIA's mainframe to get the knock list?
Well, that only takes about 10 seconds anyway.
Hey, could you crack the CIA's mainframe? Hold on a second. Yep. Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, he's a professional.
All right, so that's your suggestion then, Chase. All right, we'll find out what happens. And Walmart's still involved in that deal to try to buy that too, because they want to use that as a sort of an online product demonstration thing.
I had a couple beers with one of my friends, told him just how.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.